And lastly, I just wanted to make sure that people understood, you know, the data is accurate, we keep it secure, we maintain confidentiality. And then the last thing, I think it's helpful to specify, and I am not an attorney, I'm just a social worker, but when you are experiencing homelessness, that in and of itself is not enough to warrant removal or, you know, allegation of abuse and neglect under Rhode Island state law for the Department of Children and Families. Where that occurs is where there's other circumstances of abuse and neglect, or someone has the opportunity to be in housing or shelter or some other place and is choosing not to. So that's the area where abuse and neglect comes in. So I think I want to make it clear for families that may be experiencing homelessness that they don't need to hide, that they really should be coming forward and sharing their needs with the help center providers, that they are protected under Rhode Island law, provided that there isn't other abuse or neglect occurring. So I think that's a little bit of a myth bust that we have sometimes with families, particularly those experiencing domestic violence, where they just won't reach out for fear their kids are going to be taken away. And that doesn't help us understand the problem or help that family.